Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jordan River, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Awakened Family, by Shefali Tsabari, PhD, summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, let's begin with a quote. If you take nothing else away from this book, this is the most fundamental lesson on becoming an awakened family. Placing expectations on your child instead of allowing the child's own natural inclinations to emerge spontaneously may well result in an emotional Grand Canyon between you and your child. End quote. Core concept. This groundbreaking book, The Awakened Family, raises the bar for parenting books. Author Dr. Shefali Tsabari offers a completely new perspective for raising children based on seeing them for who they are and being more aware of their perspective. She elevates the right for children to be listened to and better understood. Relationships improve, the family as a whole becomes more awakened, and children become more empowered in a positive way. Dr. Shefali is a clinical psychologist with expertise in family dynamics, personal development, and the integration of Eastern philosophy with Western psychology. She's a successful author, keynote speaker, and teacher through her courses and workshops. In this Life Note, we'll take a look at some of our favorite big thoughts, including ego-based parenting, three key needs of children, a parenting myth, reactivity and why our kids trigger us, being present by going from expectations to engagement, and setting enlightened boundaries. Be sure to grab a copy of The Awakened Family, because there's a very good chance that you're going to love this book, and it very well may shift your approach to parenting. So let's dive into today's Life Note. Ego-based parenting, how fear drives reactions to our children. Quote, the key to conscious parenting is to become aware of our ego, this persistent voice in our head, and its false ways. To parent well, it is imperative that we realize the ego isn't who we are. Then, as we learn to identify its voice and its antics, we won't blindly react to our children, which is what the ego wants us to do. End quote. Dr. Shefali describes how parents' egos often drive their reactions as a parent, and often they don't even realize it. If a child is pushing your buttons, it could be your own fears and anxieties that are driving that reaction. For example, if you find yourself angry that your child isn't doing their homework or is doing poorly in school, this can be driven by your own fear that they won't be successful. If your own fears and anxieties cause you to lash out at your child, or to try to deal with them in a controlling way, this may result in the opposite reaction of what you're trying to accomplish. It may in fact create defensiveness or rebellion from your child. When parents become too wrapped up in their own egos and agendas from their children, this can lead to some challenging family dynamics. If your own ego, for example, needs to be satisfied by your child getting into an Ivy League school someday, you might be pushing your child in ways that really just don't suit their goals and interests. It can be tricky to navigate pushing your child to do well and be their best, while also balancing that with their unique talents and interests. It can be very enlightening to step back from time to time and ask if you're pushing your child about something that is really to satisfy your ego versus something that is inherently best for them. Three key needs of children, beyond the latest gadgets. Quote, do you see me? This is the big question that your child is asking every day. Can you recognize me for who I am, different from your dreams and expectations for me, separate from your agenda for me? End quote. There are a lot of things that kids think they need. Maybe it's the latest video game, the latest gym shoes, or the electronic gadget that all of their friends have. But if you go deeper, suggests Dr. Shefali, you'll find that there are three key things that kids want to know. Am I seen? Am I worthy? And do I matter? These needs are absolutely fundamental. We all want to be seen and heard and to feel valued and know that we matter. This is true for kids as well. Yet sometimes parents can forget that kids also have these deep needs. As a parent, how often have you said no as a knee-jerk reaction without first trying to better understand the request from your child's point of view? Or if your child asks why, your response is, because I said so. It's important to remember that as children grow and develop, they are seeking to express their own sense of self. And to develop that solid sense of self, they need affirmation from their parents. They need to be seen. Are you really seeing your kids? Or is it time for you to take your blinders off and really see them and allow them to know that you do? A parenting myth, getting ahead of the curve. Quote, how did fun and hobbies, which are so essential for the early development years, get turned into the pursuit of a profession? Why has childhood been reduced to a mad race to the front of the curve? End quote. The author explores a whole assortment of parenting myths that are both prevalent and anxiety-producing. You'll find this to be a super helpful part of the book as you can look at some of those common myths and eliminate those that don't serve you. One of our favorites is myth number 2, a successful child is ahead of the curve. This myth has to do with what Dr. Shefali describes as agenda-driven fun. Parents are no longer content to let their kids be kids, engaged in unstructured play. Rather, they are increasingly bringing their own agenda into their child's play. This attitude can manifest in enrolling their kids in more structured activities, such as sports or music, or generally gearing their activities towards those that will help prepare them for successful futures. This theme is also explored in another great book called Free to Learn by Peter Gray. Check out that life note. In it, Gray laments that, quote, in the eyes of many parents and educators today, childhood is not so much of a time for learning as a time for resume building, end quote. To bring this back to The Awakened Family, let's heed the warning of Dr. Shefali when she explains that by focusing on some future potential of the child and trying to get them ahead of the curve, we are not seeing the children for who they are. This can result in them feeling hurt and diminished. And by the way, your agenda for your child might be different from their agenda. If you're fantasizing that your child is going to be that great baseball player or doctor that you never became, remember that your agenda may have nothing to do with where their interests or dreams will take them. So be careful not to get too caught up in agenda-driven fun for your child. Maybe it's time that they just have some plain, simple fun instead. Reactivity. Why our kids trigger us. Awakening to your real self. Quote, just as a new exercise class makes you aware of your muscles that you are unaware of, so it is with the parenting journey. No matter how enlightened you think you are, having a child unravels you in ways you couldn't have prepared for. End quote. There's no doubt that kids can cause emotional reactions in their parents, but sometimes it's mystifying trying to figure out exactly why this happens. In part 3 of The Awakened Family, Dr. Shefali explains how these triggers can often stem from our own past and our own upbringing. It can be very helpful, then, to use those times when you're triggered to look back at your past for clues. She includes an interesting example of how she had a hard time creating boundaries for her own daughter when her daughter was a toddler. As a result, she would often give in to a demand too easily and then go back and forth between no and yes. These unclear boundaries created negative situations and confusion with her child. When Dr. Shefali considered why, as a parent, she was being triggered in this way, she remembered trying to be a people pleaser and looking for approval when she was growing up. So now, as a parent, being an enforcer was proving to be difficult. She was becoming awakened to her real self. If you're finding yourself triggered by something your children are doing, it might be helpful to consider whether there's something from your own childhood that might be making you sensitive to their behavior. If you had controlling parents, for example, perhaps this is playing out in your relationships with your own children. It's worth examining your own patterns in parenting and asking yourself where those patterns might have begun for you. Dr. Shefali emphasizes that the only way we can ultimately free our children from dependency is if we have freed ourselves from our own parents. So that begs the question, what are you ready to let go of from your own past so that you can become a more awakened parent? It's only through increased awareness that we can notice our patterns and begin to change and become the parents we would like to become. Going from expectations to engagement. Quote, expectations are often tacit reminders that we think the present is in some way lacking and that the future can be better. As this shifts our awareness from who our children are in the present moment to what we imagine we desire them to be, it causes a deep divide between our children and ourselves. End quote. It's natural for parents to want to be the best for their children, but throughout The Awakened Family, Dr. Shefali reminds us that parents are not superior to our children. Just as adults expect to be heard and acknowledged and have needs and desires, children do as well. this false sense of superiority over children can lead to an attitude that it's acceptable to, quote, impose our expectations on them in a random, unchecked manner, end quote. Parents might think it's okay to interrupt whatever their children are doing and immediately start making demands or to micromanage them in some manner. And while, of course, it's acceptable to have ground rules and to enforce acceptable behaviors, parents may go overboard and use a dictatorial approach. If instead you consider how the child feels and what their needs and wants are in a situation, a more collaborative approach can ensure that the child feels understood, heard, and acknowledged. The point is to move from the one-way expectations towards engaging the child and being present to where they are as well. Dr. Shefali emphasizes that, quote, the more attached we are to our expectations of our child, the more likely it is that they will disappoint us. After all, no one likes to be told they have to meet someone else's expectations in order to gain their approval, end quote. The awakened family will challenge parents to begin thinking of their children as real people with valid needs and desires. This way of thinking can be a real paradigm shift for parents, and a quite rewarding one. Setting enlightened boundaries. Redefining discipline. Quote, if we are honest with ourselves, much of the time we aren't even aware of the real reason for the boundaries we create for our children. Most of our boundaries are knee-jerk reactions to the present moment, which means they tend to be based on how tired or anxious we are. They aren't thought out in a purposeful manner. End quote. As a parent, you often have to get your kids to do something they might otherwise not be very excited to do. Perhaps it's taking a bath, brushing their teeth, or turning the television off so that they can go do their homework. When there's resistance from the child, parents may find themselves feeling frustrated and ordering their child to do the very thing they don't want to do. Battles of wills and tears may ensue. Dr. Shefali offers up a more conscious way for parents to handle these situations. She suggests to set enlightened boundaries. To do so, she suggests asking these two questions. Does the boundary serve both you and your child's higher self, not just your ego? And is the boundary negotiable or non-negotiable? These are insightful questions, as they might open up opportunities to be more empathetic and conscious of your child's needs and wants, while still staying firm on those boundaries that are clearly non-negotiable. For example, while brushing teeth before bed might be non-negotiable, perhaps something else such as when they do their weekly chores may be more flexible. If you like to tidy up your house on Saturday mornings, but that's when your kids like to play with their friends, could you let them tidy up their rooms on Sunday evenings instead? Consider giving more attention to setting enlightened boundaries, rather than being too rigid on those particular chores that do allow for some flexibility. Parenting can be truly joyful, and to make it even more so, be proactive in developing parenting strategies that will develop your child while also being conscious of who they actually are and what they wish as well. There's a lot more great advice to explore in The Awakened Family. If you want to learn more about Dr. Shefali, you can find her at www.drshefali.com. That's www.drshefali.com. Thank you all so much for listening. We hope you found this life note powerful and inspiring. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to a 12-category smart life.